It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, adventurous, intrepid, did I say that? Reporter. Ruth, hello, what's going on out there?
Well, we're still 250 years back in most of the towns this past week. I'm really struck by all these 250th anniversary events and how the names of people who are still prominent in some of these towns were prominent back then, fighting for the revolution, or fighting for independence. Peter Vermilier, whom we all know, spoke at the he's the social studies department chair at the high school, Housatonic, spoke at the Falls Village Historical Society's annual dinner, and talked about the names. Well, actually talked about the rabble-rousing Canaanites and how they were the first to really, in this area, get on the bandwagon and fight towards that independence. Just very interesting, and names that are still, as I say, prominent, like the Stevens and other names. This is in conjunction, he talked a little bit, but there's also Tim Abbott has talked about something that will focus next Saturday in Canaan, which is the raising of the Liberty Pole and flag. And there's going to be, this is going to take place at 11 o'clock on Saturday at the intersection of 7 and 44, across from the Catholic Church. It's a big flag. It's going to be 78 feet high, just the same as it was back when it was first raised all those years ago. And it says liberty and property. And the importance of, he explained the importance of owning property because it gave people security and the need to, and what they were fighting for is to maintain their property. So we start off with that. And then, as they say, this Saturday, and that flag raising at 11 will then proceed to a picnic called Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Appleness at Bunny Maguire Park. It's a community picnic, and they're going to turn back the clock and play games of that era and have American food like hot dogs and apple pie and celebrate the anniversary. So that's one of the, or two of the events that I've been to or are coming up. In Cornwall on Sunday, they held a militia day. Actually, it was a militia weekend with a group of, as Warren Stevens, who organized the whole thing from Cornwall, said, this is not really a reenactment. It's to show a way of life. And so the town green was filled with tents and folks dressed in their 1770 clothing and doing all sorts of drills, and there were displays and the military reviews, and the women were there cooking food and bandaging up the wounded, and it was interesting, of course, and the place was filled. Gordon Ridgway, the first selectman, was there. He said they were offering the folks to go into the town hall because of the threat of thunderstorms, but these strong-willed people held out and stayed on in their tents that night, they were there until Sunday. And again, interesting talking, and the names of people that are still can be heard in Cornwall: Hurlbuts and Tanners and Sedgwicks and Swift are still can be heard in Cornwall. These are the people who went off to fight, and it's just amazing the contribution from the northwest corner, even though it was not battlefield. They certainly
Certainly.
gave their all for this.
Yeah, the contributions from up here were extremely important, even if it wasn't just soldiers
Right.
as such. It was the equipment and the arms and all. So we
And
pretty
yeah,
much, without
munitions.
us in the iron ore industry and all, the war might have gone differently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The iron ore was a huge part of it.
You know,
So.
I think that was a good reenactment there. They stayed out in the thunder and lightning, and back then they did not run away from thunder and lightning, and they went
Yeah,
to school
or
even if there
test.
was a snowflake.
Right,
Yeah.
and climate control. And what I think is really interesting is how, Ruth, what you said about the names. You know, many of the roads, or yeah, many of the roads or street around here are named. Yeah, reflect the names of those people. And
Absolutely.
if people looked at the names, you know, it's like you would see a connection to other names that are there, or as Mike just pointed out, ore mine or iron, National Iron Bank. But again, the more effectively we can connect, or people can be connected to those things, the more. The more relevant. Hopefully, you know, we're hoping that the kids realize exactly what's going on and understand and get some idea of what people went through to give them what they have now, liberty and freedom and all that.
Oh,
So,
exactly. Their lives weren't easy. They didn't have cell phones, toilets, any of this stuff.
right,
I think some of these
exactly.
people, if they had to live like the pioneers did, would not make it past 12 hours.
But
And in the fact that,
who gave them cell phones? And don't say the parents. So come on. It's like, yes, if many things had not happened in the last 50 years, it would be easier to say, oh, and. But because this has all been dished out from the very top or from the very bottom, you know, however you want to say it, what is happening now as a countermeasure is really effective. And I would say that just with the event that's coming up pre-Flag Day in Canaan, Saturday the 13th, or I should say North Canaan, and just these talks, people, at least kids here, are getting, having the opportunity to go,
you ever been
you
here?
know, be exposed. It's so different than just, you know, it's much less dry than reading a book, let's just say. Right.
I
Right.
don't know. You might have to.
Um,
Yeah,
you know, I can't think but that some good will come of it. Just, I'm sure you remember, Ruth, when your parents dragged you to something that you would like, eh, and right. you came away with some more information that you did not have Right. Yep. for
I hope
later.
so.
So that's And I hope, you know,
that's.
they're making it, as you say, with not just a book, but making it real and something they can really understand. The other thing is, you know, getting the idea that people gave their lives and their limbs for this, and I hope they can understand that, because I was talking to one man in the militia, and he said, he was a descendant of somebody from Cornwall, and he sorry, we got stuff going on here. He was a descendant of someone who went to the Battle of the Cedars, which I had never heard of before until I'm hearing all these stories, and married a Cornwall woman, and then never came home. Just, you know, these things that really hit you. So it's pretty powerful. On another note, speaking of youth, the Housatonic Valley Eleanor Roosevelt Chapter of the Honor Society held its induction this week. It's always a very touching ceremony. It's candlelit, and these kids speak They have to give four people give essays on the four tenets of the National Honor Societies. It's service, it's leadership, it's scholarship, and it's character. And the kids, they really do quite a wonderful job. The auditorium was filled with parents and proud grandparents, and the Elizabeth Folds, who is a Title I teacher at the school and also head of the union, was this year's honorary inductee into the society. It's named after Eleanor Roosevelt because she spoke at that school on two occasions, one being the 1958, I believe, Honor Society induction. So it's nice that they've carried on that name. Then we have, looking ahead, we have there's a group in Cornwall that does prepared meals for the community. They do it, I'm not sure how often, but they put out menus, they raise money, and they prepare meals for not just elderly, but anybody who might need it. And they also, the meals are free for clients of the social services who need social services. And so they're going to hold a brunch this Saturday from at 10:30 to give a meal and to also describe the program. It's kind of unique, and I think it's quite a nice event, quite a nice program, I should say. People are coming together in so many ways to help their neighbors, and this is one of them. I did not get to the Mutt Show. And did you hear anything about it?
I have no information on that. I
Yeah.
presume it went on and there were lots of mutts there and
I would
everybody had a good
assume.
time.
Yeah.
Hopefully
Well,
they raised a big chunk of money too.
yeah, and that's for Little Guild. And
Yes, because
so.
they have their new facility, which, big and grand, also costs money to run, and they'll have
Yeah.
more things going on in there, so they need the contributions.
I'm sure it was a success. People love it, and it always gets packed, and they were talking about it. And the new facility, I have yet to get up there, but I've seen pictures, and it's quite different from what was there.
I was
So,
going to say, yeah, it's a night and day, even more so. It's
yeah.
a completely different environment, completely different facility that can do so much more than the old one could do, and so it's a better service than we've ever had from down there. Now,
Yeah.
at our house, we did have a protest that day from the cats because they wonder why there's not a cat show.
Good point.
I may have to bring
You
that up
know,
sometime because they're all saying no cat show, just mutts. Nope, we're going out front and we're going to have a protest on this.
there you go.
Why did they just start a cat show?
Well,
Hey, I just, it's mean. Like my mother and annoying. It's like, well, why protest? Just do it. Oh, that's a good point. All right, no,
and
go on.
on Sunday, again, we're back to the anniversary. There are going to be cemetery tours in Falls Village and in Canaan. The historical societies from both towns are putting them on. You get to go to various cemeteries in each town. Some will be guided with folks dressed from the period, and others will be self-guided to look at Revolutionary War veteran graves. So,
And
yeah.
that's the 14th Sunday, the 14th.
That is the 14th, Flag Day.
Right. So I'm just over I'm over emphasizing that the 14th is Flag Day. The 14th is Flag Day because I have my unscientific survey suggests that very few people of a certain generation are completely aware of that.
Yeah, it's not on everybody's radar, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oh, well, and diplomatically said. Thank you. But yeah, so and so I guess I just want to again reinforce that the that's not necessarily. I mean, while it is a part of the 250th, Flag Day is Flag Day is Flag Day, and it could be part of the 251st, 252nd, etc. You know, it's its own it's its own recognition.
Yeah, it's every year. It's not every
Yeah.
250 years. And I would just add one more note to Flag Day because I really become a bit irritated about the lack of education of flag etiquette. And when I see people out there on their front lawns flying the flags of other countries but not having the American flag there, folks, it's the number one flag. Everything is secondary to it. So I understand why you're doing some of the other, but the American flag should always be prominent to there and there, in fact. That's my statement for the day. And
Well,
just
flag
on
etiquette. So it's not. How do you say this? Flag etiquette is not negotiable, in fact. So yeah, and people have over time become, I'm going to say, unaware that there is flag etiquette, and you know, no more would you hopefully come into somebody's house and set up camp without their permission. Then you would miss, not mistreat, not recognize what it is that you're doing. And I think that this is, there's some education that is needed in that realm, let's just say.
okay, we're getting ready for a wrap here. What else do you have this morning, Ruth?
Well, just looking ahead to next week, we have all the graduations coming up. So beware all the elementary school graduations. And interestingly enough, some have two graduates and three graduates, and that's another whole story for the future. At the high school is the 19th, Friday night. So just to make everybody aware, this is graduation or will be graduation week from the 15th to the 19th.
And that's in region one. Other
Yeah.
regions, different times. It's so look for your particular school district because I've noticed that some had more snow days than others, as it will be, and all of that has impacted graduation. So that's just region one here in Connecticut. The other regions may be different. Same for Massachusetts and New York State. So check your
Yeah.
calendars or check
Check
your
your calendar.
websites.
Or check
Or
something.
check
Yeah.
your local listings so
Check
that you
something and find out when your graduation actually is happening.
That's right.
You don't want to miss it.
That's
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Then
All
that's.
right. Well, I guess it's my turn, and I will say, Ruth, thank you. We so appreciate this. And this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's intrepid, rambling, roving, roaming, adventurous, amazing reporter on Robin Hood Radio.